This is Akashvani, the news read by Lin Biahui. Campaigning for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections has intensified, with leaders of political parties seeking support for their candidates. Star campaigners from various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories, along with 32 assembly constituencies in Sikkim and 60 assembly seats in Arunachal Pradesh, will go to polls on the 19th of April. BJP National President J.P. Nadda addressed an NDA rally at Agri Expo Chumukedima in Nagaland this afternoon. He assured that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision for the Northeast is not limited to Act East, but also to make this region a gateway to South Asia and East Asia. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed rallies at Kanyakumari, Alwar and Noida. On behalf of Congress, former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot held a public meeting in Masai Nawab of Dholpur, where he accused the centre of misusing ED and CBI. Congress State President Govind Singh Dosara and senior leader Sachin Pilot also addressed public meetings at other places. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati addressed a public gathering in Haridwar. She said the Congress Party, which ruled at the centre and most of the states after independence, was ousted from power due to their anti-Dalit, anti-tribal and other wrong policies. In Telangana, MIM President Asaduddin Owaisi has begun door-to-door campaign in various divisions of the Hyderabad Lok Sabha constituency. BJP State President and Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy also undertook a Jeep Yatra in Secunderabad constituency. A Bengaluru court has granted the National Investigation Agency, NIA, 10 days custody of two accused in the Rameshwaram cafe blast case for further investigation. Accused Musawir Hussain Shazib and Abdul Mateen Ahmed Taha were produced before an NIA special court judge today. The accused were brought to Bengaluru from Kolkata on transit remand for their alleged role in the 1st of March blast at the Rameshwaram cafe in Bengaluru, which left 10 people injured. The government has emphasized that anyone found to be indulging in the forward trade of pulses would be dealt with firmly as per various provisions of the Essential Commodities Act. Consumer Affairs Secretary Nidhi Khare said this is in a series of interactions with representatives of the pulses industry in the run-up to the operationalization of online stock monitoring from the 15th of April. The feedback from the industry and inputs from market intelligence relating to the stock position with various market players have been collated for further verification. Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral R. Harikumar, will present gallantry and distinguished service awards on behalf of President at Naval Investiture Ceremony 2024 in Goa tomorrow. The ceremony will be organized at Naval Base INS Hansa to felicitate naval personnel who have demonstrated gallantry, leadership, professional accomplishment and distinguished service of a high order. In Jammu and Kashmir, the security forces have busted a terrorist hideout and recovered arms and ammunition in Riyasi district of Jammu today. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that, acting on credible intelligence inputs indicating the presence of a hideout in the region, the police and the 58th Battalion of Rashtriya Rifles conducted a joint operation in the Lancha area of Shazru within the Mahur subdivision of Riyasi district to sanitize the area and rooting out any terrorist activity. Rain lashed parts of Delhi NCR on this evening, bringing respite from the heat. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, attributed the rain to an active western disturbance over northwest India. It has also forecast light rain accompanied by gusty winds tomorrow. The maximum temperature in the national capital was recorded at 39 degrees Celsius, 3 notches above the season's average. Nearly 17 flights were diverted at the Delhi airport due to bad weather. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings have set a target of 148 runs for Rajasthan Royals in Mohali. Punjab Kings scored 147 runs for 8 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Rajasthan Royals were 138 for 7 in 19 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to field. And that is the end of this news bulletin.